Simple.
How many days?
All right, let's count.
Okay.
All right, this
today's
is,
done.
This is Tuesday.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. So you have Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then it starts. So it's one day
until
the family reunion.
And 2 days.
To the Sky Show.
Till the Sky Show.
And 2 days at the Sky, and at the Sky Show, I announce.
Every hour. Every hour.
Maybe twice an hour. I don't know.
Your guest on the Fantastic, Voyage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm about to
I know
burst.
You are. I know you are. Good morning.
J. Anthony Brown.
If I had used this math in school,
never would have made it.
All A's.
If Tom had been your teacher.
This is so easy right here.
What's going on, everybody?
If you had come in every morning and said, good morning, Mr. Joyner, then that would have worked.
Yep.
Following that Joyner kid.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anthony Weiner.
Ouch.
The man who likes to tweet his meat.
She told him to take him and his meat and get out of her house.
She put him out.
Puma put him out.
Finally, she put him out. The last scandal just happened. He'd been tweeting his meat while a little baby was in the bed while he was tweeting.
Weiner, come on, dude. What is wrong with this dude?
I don't know what is wrong with this dude. And he still thinks he has a career, right?
He likes to take pictures of it.
You know what? He is delusional enough to believe that anything can happen for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had his 4-year-old son. So his wife, Huma, H-U-M-A, has been an aide for Hillary Clinton for quite some time.
She started out as an intern in the White House for the first lady, then first lady.
And through all of this, Huma has stood by her man. While Hillary Clinton has been, I'm sure she's been saying, you know, Huma, I got enough problems. I don't need this. Will you please?
Certainly, I think this was the conversation this past weekend.
Will you please just put the man out? You got 10 minutes to
decide. It's
got to
be hard for her. You know what I'm saying? Somebody just. She's trying to work with the president, Hillary and. He's jacking her around like that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow. That's what gets the rim shots, huh?
Okay. That and marriage.
Okay.
All right. Player, I didn't think it was going to happen this soon. This is just...
I didn't come in looking for
most
him.
Women
really
say
didn't.
That, too.
Anything happened? Tony Romo miraculously healed or something? What is he?
No, you ain't getting no Romo now. You're not getting no Romo. No.
Why is Super Dave so giving up the rim shots? I didn't expect him to slip.
I didn't either. I thought he was still a little.
I mean, the balls of this guy. Come on. I mean,
Jay.
Okay, now he's stopped. Come on.
Well, that's what happens when you go. You always go too far.
Yes, you do.
Dancing with the Stars has announced that Vanilla Ice is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
All right.
Dancing with the Stars, Vanilla Ice, and former Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Among those, yeah.
Yeah.
They make the announcement today.
Was the babyface thing true? Was that?
It's supposed to be true, yeah.
It's true, okay.
And babyface?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. And the fact that former President Bill Clinton has turned them down again. And Simone Biles says that she can't do it because of scheduling. And she says, I can't dance.
Who said that, Sim?
Simone Biles said that.
Oh, she can't dance.
The Olympian. Yeah, but I think Lori Hernandez, the other gold medalist.
How does Lion Lotke get to be on that show with all the trouble
he's got?
It
has nothing to do with it.
He's on it?
He's one of those that's scheduled to be on, yeah. Yep. They say that it's going to be Lori Hernandez, the Olympic medalist, Ryan Lochte, Amber Rose, Babyface, Maureen McCormick, Marsha, And Little Women LA star Tara Joel. And soap opera actress Emma Sams from
Vanilla
long ago.
Ice, Babyface, Amber Rose.
Little Robbie Van Winkle.
Lion Lochte. They going for some ratings. They got
well,
me.
They normally do.
Yeah, but I think they got a nice lineup for, you know, you want to see folks fail.
And Vanilla Ice, yeah, I like his show. His rehab show.
He's a DIY guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. DIY and HGTV.
Player, here's a man who dunked himself in a bathtub filled with hot sauce. Hot sauce. The man
was
yes.
mofo. It was not hotter than a mofo. I know
a
that
tub.
For a fact. Mm-mm.
And did he say why? Because
no,
I
he didn't
just
say
seemed
why.
Like a ridiculous story that I didn't go much further than.
But he dipped himself.
Man gets dipped
in
hot
a bathtub.
Sauce ain't nothing. It looked like tomato sauce. It didn't really look like hot sauce.
Because you do know your hot sauce.
Sybil, I would put money down to anybody who wants to soak in a tub of my hotter than a mofo, butt naked. Cash money.
You would.
Cash anybody.
How much money?
$5 damn. I got it.
Sybil, when you touch things on your body after having hot sauce on your fingers.
Yeah, because
it burns.
Yeah, of course.
It burns.
Your eyes or
so
whatever.
This man cannot possibly be in a tub of hot sauce.
And even when hot
naked.
Sauce, you put hot sauce in one way and it comes out another, you feel it there too.
Yeah.
Hot sauce is nothing to play with. I learned this the hard way from selling hot sauce the very first time.
Uh-huh.
You learn when you go to take care of some things.
Uh-huh.
Wash your hands.
That's when you learn to wash your hands, huh?
Wash your hands first.
Because you thought you had some sort of communicable disease at that point, didn't you?
You wash your hands first after selling some hot sauce.
It burns all up under there, man.
Because you go into the restroom.
When you have a hot sauce demo, you have to go to the bathroom.
I was at Essence, and I was really selling some hot sauce, man. We had the hot sauce contest.
Sure.
And we had it at the family reunion, and, man, I'm just selling hot sauce. Just
like
boom,
hotcakes.
Hot sauce is walking out the door. And I go to the, whoa. whoa. Well, there's no way that guy was soaking in. Not no real hot sauce, man.
Because if it had been hotter than a mofo.
Oh, man. It sets him on fire.
But this guy.
It looked like tomato sauce to me. I don't know, but it did not look like really, really hot sauce.
Not to mention, how long does it take for you to get all the hot sauce out of a little bottle?
Whoa.
You know how hard it is to shake hot sauce out of a bottle? And you're going to fill up a tub?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
How long does that take?
It looked like canned tomato sauce when you were soaking in.
Yeah.
Not hot sauce.
It works for skunks, not so much.